So this is Dave Pablo, and I am still at the 2019 NOFA New York Conference. Right now, as you might be able to hear, there's a lot of activity in the background, although way less than there was before, because I'm out in the vendor area, and I'm speaking to one of the vendors. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Carol Michaelfelder, and I'm here with my company, Taproot Threads.
Tell me what you guys do and what's your angle on this market?
Sure. So I started this company, if I'm doing my math correctly, about 6 years ago. And what we do is we hand draw our original botanical and homesteading PUD designs and silkscreen them on either USA-made or certified fair trade clothing, and we travel all over the country and sell it.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday, probably, about all the different fairs that you go to. What, I mean, obviously this one is very agricultural oriented. Are there others that have a different bent?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we found works really well for us are actually herbal conferences. So similar format to this NOFA conference, although mostly about herbalism. Most of them are women only, and a lot of the plants that I draw are actually medicinal herbs. I am by no means an herbalist, but I know a little bit and I dabble, and I really love the idea that perhaps if you're wearing the medicinal herb, you might get a little bit of an effect from it as well. So we do a lot of herbal conferences. We also do Mother Earth News Fairs, which are sort of similar to NOFA, only on a much larger scale.
So starting a small business is a very difficult prospect. I've done that in the past, and I'm wondering, did you fall into your pattern of going to different conferences and things like that, or how did this evolve?
We absolutely fell into a pattern of going to different conferences. We actually started out just at our local farmers markets. We're in Western Massachusetts, specifically in Greenfield. And actually, I ended up leaving my job in December of 2012 and basically took the winter and taught myself how to screen print and kind of got things up and running. And in that time, my mom suggested that I maybe take some courses at the community college so I wasn't alone all the time. She thought it might get weird. So I actually ended up taking a permaculture course at Greenfield Community College, and that is actually how I found out about NOFA. So once I kind of got my business off the ground, I called up the person who was at that point in charge of the NOFA summer conference and said, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. You know, does it sound like it would be a good fit? And that was actually the NOFA Summer Conference of 2013 was our first big show, and it was really successful, so we've been a part of NOFA ever since.
What made you choose screen printing?
I actually started out, I was hand-painting t-shirts and tote bags, which was really fun, but, you know, it would take 6-7 hours to create a t-shirt, and there was no way to actually make a living from that, so it was suggested to me that I might try screen printing, and I was given a sort of basic screen printing kit for my 30th birthday, and it sat in the attic for a couple years until I finally decided to do something with it. So
I'm also a printmaker, and that process I found to be very freeing, because yes, you're right, you can't hand paint a t-shirt and try and sell it for $500, breaking down the number of hours you put into it. Have you tried other forms of printmaking, or just screen printing at this point?
I did actually major in art in college, and I took a printmaking course, so I did some lino cuts and block printing and that sort of thing. Etching, I think I really like.
We'd also talked a little bit about your business going forward, and I guess what I'm wondering with this one is, again, as a small business person, it's difficult to start up, but it's also difficult to either adhere to a vision or to adapt to changing markets. And so where do you see things going for you?
Yeah, that's actually very current to what we're trying to figure out with our business model right now. We're finding now that we've been, I think this is coming into our 7th summer in a couple of months, and we've probably oversaturated some of the markets that we've done. So we're looking at some different stuff, but we also, our daughter was born 18 months ago, and we're finding traveling with a little one to be pretty difficult. So we're branching out into doing some custom designs. We actually did the t-shirt for NOFA, the NOFA New York Winter Conference this year and last year. We've done some other custom work, and we're really looking to increase our online presence. We're working on our own website. We've been selling on Etsy for 6 years, but we're trying to beef that up. Just figure out how we can continue to have income coming in without leaving home so much.
Tell me what your take is on Etsy.
I think that Etsy is a really great way to start selling online, because Etsy takes care of all of the security. You can, you know, push a button and it'll print a shipping label with exactly the address that your customer entered, so there's no question about that. I think there are so many people selling on Etsy, it's really easy to get lost. So I find that most of my Etsy customers are folks that I've met at shows, handed them a business card with our direct Etsy shop link. Because unless somebody is really specifically looking for, say, mason jar t-shirts, you know, it's not, your product isn't really just going to come up unless you've been selling on Etsy for a long time and have many, many, many sales.
That's actually a common theme, not the Etsy thing, but the personal connection, either, you know, direct physical presence or some people were talking about social media, but like there's a farmer, I went to his presentation yesterday, and he thinks that a lot of his success was due to social media interactions and direct person-to-person types of connections.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. And while I'm by no means an expert on social media, I have been working really hard to keep us current on both Facebook and especially Instagram. And we've started to use both sites are now offering that you can pay a little bit to promote a certain post. And so when I, for example, update my Etsy site or come out with a new design or something like that, I will promote it. And I've very much seen direct correspondence to that. You know, like I'll promote a post where I've updated my Etsy site and our sales will double, triple, quadruple over the next few weeks. So yeah, and I really want to learn more. I'm thinking about taking a social media marketing course this winter because I think it is very effective.
So speaking of which, if our listeners want to check out your products online and maybe get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
Absolutely. So our Facebook and Instagram are both Taproot Threads, all one word, and our direct Etsy site is www.taprootthreads.etsy.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.